Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Running up hard, our first crash.
Oh,
who is
boy.
That? It's Catherine Legg in the wall and Stefan Wilson. You can see that coming from a mile away. Catherine Legg didn't realize that the field was checking up, and she goes right into the back of the 24.
And you watch that video a couple times, and you realize, wow, Stefan Wilson really hit hard. Going to the hospital, a fractured vertebrae. Tony Katz, good to be with you. Kurt Darling joins us from the WIBC newsroom, the racing guru of the 93.1 FM WIBC newsroom. And first things first, what is the condition of Stefan Wilson right now, aside from being out of the Indianapolis 500 in that dry Ryan Bolt machine?
Well, it sounds like, Tony, fractured vertebrae, so that's not exactly ideal, but it sounds like he's stable and is right now just working on getting recovered and back healthy right now. But still, the fractured vertebrae, obviously you can't drive in that condition, so he is out of the 107th running of the Indianapolis 500. And so now Dryon Reinbold tasked with finding a new driver to replace him for the race.
Now, the first thing that comes up is who that could be. And I want to get to that. But before I do, talk to me about this crash. You've got Catherine Legg, who qualified for position number 30, so outside of row 10. She hit Stefan Wilson from behind. As you've watched many of these things take place, Kurt Darling, was this a case of just things happen quickly on the track? Remember, it was a full field out there. Was this a conversation of a mistake from Legg in the number 44 car for Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan? What happened here, and what was the take afterwards?
Well, what Catherine Legg said after she was released from the infield care center there at Indianapolis Motor Speedway was that the field in front of her checked up, basically. Obviously, they were running in traffic yesterday, getting race day setups all dialed in, so there's no more single car running at all. But so the whole field in front of her just slowed down somehow, and it looked like it was just a little bit too quick. And she said she went through the gearing, and she also even hit the brakes, and it wasn't enough. She rammed right into the gearbox of Stefan Wilson, sending them both into the outside retaining wall. And it looked like only speculation here, but I can only assume that the fractured vertebrae for Wilson probably happened when that collision from Legg coming from behind hit the back of his car. And so because it was a back injury, but still, it was a pretty hard hit, nose first, right into the safer barrier there, exiting turn number one for Stefan Wilson. And basically, it destroyed the front of his car, so Dryon Reinbold's going to have to go to a backup car. But it was, it was basically a little bit too much traffic out there, and it looked like Catherine Legg just kind of just didn't have enough time to react to before hitting the back of Stefan Wilson.
When you watch the video, talking to Kurt Darling from the 93.1 FM WIBC newsroom, it's almost as if Legg, if you had watched old episodes of Cops or seen those videos on Facebook, it's like she performed a pit maneuver, hitting him on the side, spinning him around, and at a very short distance, with a lot of speed, he went nose first into the barrier. If he had hit wheel first, this might be a very different result in terms of his injury. We get into that part now. A fractured vertebrae for Stefan Wilson. Certainly we want him to be well and healthy. But Dryon Reinbold Racing now needs to put somebody in a car. You're right about Catherine Legg's car. They're going to have to figure out what you do there. But now you look for a driver. Is this a driver from somebody already within the Dryon Reinbold world? Or is somebody making a call to Graham Rahal, who missed this race with Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing, which had a driver that caused the accident, and could he get a call to be in a Dreyer Reinbold car? I mean, that's too Hollywood for words, but what are the possibilities here?
Well, it's actually not outside the realm of possibility, Tony, for that to possibly happen. Now, the thing with Graham Ray Hall is the fact, if first off, the Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan camp has to be okay with it, but also suit, I would imagine so do Ray Hall's sponsors, United Rentals. Remember, United Rentals paid to have their name on the car for the whole season, which includes the Indianapolis 500. So if that were, if they were to possibly bring Graham Ray Hall in for that Dreyer and Reinbold ride, Dreyer and Reinbold may have to agree to bring in United Rentals as well and have that whole deal figured out. But that's all behind the scenes right now. That's just being worked out. But still, I don't think it's certainly a possibility that Ray Hall could be in that car, but I don't think that's going to be the first choice. Now,
where do you think that first choice goes, Kurt? So who is it?
So the first choice, I think, could be one of two drivers, J.R. Hildebrand, who has driven for Dreyer and Reinbold before, or you might be able to bring in Sage Karam as well. Now, Sage Karam is on a part-time basis with the Xfinity Series and NASCAR right now, so he has his own thing going on, so that might not be possible. But J.R. Hildebrand has been a very a big name that has been floating around the racing media circles that could be a name to come in. I mean, all he would have to do is, I would assume, complete a veterans refresher real quick. Indianapolis Motor Speedway may have to have a special session for him to get that done, which he could do no matter what, but still, J.R. Hildebrand, I think, seems like a viable candidate, but Dreyer and Reinbold still has yet to make that decision. We could have that announcement as sometime today, but we're kind of in a wait-and-see basis on that.
Yeah, they don't have much time to come to that decision, and this brings up something that's kind of fascinating that people forget. It is not the driver that qualifies.
Correct.
It's the car that qualifies.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That is correct. And that's something that a lot of people don't understand, that, you know, are just kind of just casually following it, is that, yeah, the driver doesn't qualify for the Indy 500. It is the car. So that means Ray Hall's. So in the conversation of Ray Hall, you cannot slide Ray Hall's car with Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing into that 33rd, into that spot for Stephen Wilson. You have to put a driver in Stephen Wilson's car in order for that driver to be in the race.
That, and people forget that all the time, that it is possible that to replace the driver, because it's about the car, even though it's the car that just got into the wreck. The rules of IndyCar, man. Something else indeed. Kurt Darling, I appreciate you taking the time.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.